everybody, welcome. It's time for Atomic Radio Hour. And if you're seeing this, it's not what it usually is. If you're listening to this, it probably feels, maybe even sounds, a bit of the same. How are you? You look great as usual. I'm your host, Vince. Welcome to the show. Today's episode is brought to you by the Ghoulman Entertainment Patreon, and I will more than likely be giving you some sort of a break shortly to show off the people who support the show. Tonight, we did a surprise recording on this Monday night, October 28th. It's actually, the day of recording this is actually Fallout 3's birthday, so happy 16th birthday to the game that changed my life completely. This show would not exist without Fallout 3. I owe a lot to that game. It kind of feels weird, because, you know, the game could drive. It's its sweet 16. I love it very much. If I have enough time, which I probably don't, I'm quite busy, which we'll get into in a little bit later, I'll probably go play a little bit of it tonight. Maybe just listen to the title music, because I love it so tremendously. Let me know how you like this setup. I never really do this setup, and I kind of like it, especially now that I know how to play with lighting a little bit better. It kind of gives it a more cinematic feel. I hope you don't mind that my bedroom is so bare, but I am a single man in his 20s. I have something special for you today. A friend of mine recently had given me a gift. They found, if you're in the Discord, there's a link in the description below to the Discord. If you're in the Discord, you may have already heard about me talking about this. The Jones Cola has come out a while back for Nuka-Cola Victory. I also have the Nuka-Cola Quantum that came out many a moon ago that is again by Jones. And this time, right in front of me, I have a Nuka Victory. I have not tried the Quantum and I have not tried the Jones Cola, so I thought it would be nice that I get to try it with all of you today. And also because I'm out and about and needed something to do, I thought this would be a nice little, what I like to call a burner episode. Something that we can do quick and we can enjoy and have a good time. Before we get into that, I want to talk a little bit about Nuka-Cola Victory from the games. Now, I get most of my lore, if not all of it, off of the Fallout Wiki, fallout.fandom.com. I don't have anything written down for this, but I do have some quick blurbs about it. Nuka-Cola itself being one of the most popular drinks in America, a soft drink, a beverage, created by John Caleb Bradburton. They have various different variants of Nuka-Cola, be they Diet Nuka-Cola, New Nuka, Nuka Cherry, Nuka Victory, Nuka Quantum, Nuka Cooler, Nuka Free. There is actually the list on it. I will read these in order as per the Nuka World variants. It's Nuka-Cola, Nuka Berry, Nuka Bombard, Buzz, Side, Cola, Cola Orange, Cola Quartz, Cola Victory, Wild, Cooler, Fancy Free, Fruity, Grape, Hearty, Lixer, Love, Power, Punch, Ray, Rush, Sunrise, Twin, Void, and Extreme. And all those aren't official, but they're blended together, mixtures. But the Nuka-Cola empire is vast. I love Nuka-Cola. I love the selling of it. I love the imagery of it. I love that the caps have become the currency of the world. I'm telling you things that you probably know if you're already a Fallout fan. These are things that you're probably well aware of. There's two versions of Nuka-Cola Victory. The first time it appears is in Fallout New Vegas, and it's a bright red or orange Nuka-Cola product. In-game, it gives you bonus action points and decreases your perception. It also gives you radiation, and within hardcore mode, it reduces your sleep, but increases your dehydration. And it has some positive and negative effects depending on where your survival skill is at. There's a bunch of other effects you can craft with it. You can do stuff to make stuff. It's a consumable. There's a couple locations where you can find them. No one actually sells them. You have to find them in game. And then there's the Nuka-Cola Victory that you get in Nuka World. And it's just a Nuka-Cola orange variant. The only difference from the Nuka-Cola version and the New Vegas version is it comes in a rocket bottle in Fallout 4, and in the other one in New Vegas, it's not. It's in a regular bottle. Much akin to, as everything falls on the shelf, much akin to these bottles that I made. Let me just double check that this is working properly. Much akin to these bottles that I made when I was like 13, maybe 12, in my garage, that I just took Coca-Cola bottles and I scratched off the labels. And these aren't the same size, but they look pretty darn close to a bottle in Fallout 3. In Fallout 4, it looks much like this. I don't know how well with the lights this is showing that it's glowing, but this does glow. Maybe if I hold it back here, my Quantum does glow. Every now and again, I'll turn it on the shelf, but I like to keep it off, turn it on every now and again so the batteries don't corrode. But imagine this with the Victory label. So let's get into it. Let's stop dilly-dallying. Let's stop lollygagging. Let's get into it. Let's see how a Nuka-Cola Victory actually tastes. Hey everybody, hi. It's me, it's Vince. Sorry to interrupt real quick. I am away. I'm doing some things. I'm doing something that I've wanted to do for a very long time, but I can't not thank the Patreon. The names that are on screen currently are the people that are supporting for my time away. Let us start at the top by thanking some names. The name should be here on the screen. Somewhere. I'm all flipped around. I'm like a weatherman. I like to start at the top by thanking the OG Noah. Thank you, Noah. After Noah, I have to thank Marcus. Thank you to Marcus. After Marcus, I have to thank Mellow Millhouse. Thank you to Mellow Millhouse. After that, I have to thank Captain Lennox. Thank you to Captain Lennox. After Captain Lennox, I have to thank Danish Hound Dog. Thank you to Danish Hound Dog. And last but certainly not least, I have to thank Brotherhood Outcast. Because of you guys, the show continued to get bigger and better and harder and faster and stronger, especially during times like this where I'm away, where I'm doing something. I should be back soon, and I can't wait to tell you all about it. But for the time being, this is what I leave you with. Thank you for being here. I hope you're enjoying it. It's something a little different. A little unique, not what we usually do, and a tad bit shorter. So again, I thank you. If you like the show, check out the links in the description below to the Patreon, the Ghoulman Entertainment Patreon, where you can become a part of the show at the $10 tier. But hey, your voice is heard pretty much at every tier. I want to thank the Patreon supporters that we have on screen right now. Thank you. I love you very, very much, and I'll be seeing you live and in the flesh soon. Enjoy the rest of the episode, everybody. Bye. Love you. See you in a second. Weird transition. Now, there is no special, I don't have a special, like, bottle cap opening, like, a for it. It's a twist off, and it is a Jones Cola. I am going to drink it. It's not cold, because I'm not a, excuse me, it's not warm, because I'm not a heathen. It is chilled. I had it in the fridge, but I wanted to also have it ice cold, so we're going to try it like this. I'm going to give you an honest review of it, and then we are going to have it iced cold. So please, if you'd listen for the ASMR, wasn't as fun as I thought it was going to be. A little steam releasing, a little smoke. Let's see. All right. Well, we should cheers to something. What should we cheers to? To a Fallout 3 New Vegas remake, remaster, or early announcement of Fallout 5. God bless. Oh, wow. Right here, I didn't even really read this. It just says peach mango flavored with natural flavors. And you could do something with the bottle caps. I'm keeping this bottle. I didn't even show off the bottle cap. Look at me. Let me see how I can do this. This looks like one-to-one what I would imagine one of these looks like in-game. Isn't that great? It's little things like this that really do it for me. This Nuka-Cola Victory bottle cap. I like that it's black, too. I like that it seems to have a little bit of wear on it. Let me put it back as I look at it and talk about it. It's got a little bit of wear and or tear. Let's see. What? There we go. See that? Little scrapes, scuffs, dents, dings. That's neat. It advertises on a Fallout on Prime. It also says save your caps. It's 120 calories per bottle. Oh, my God. It has... Oh, Jesus. 30 carbohydrates and 29 added grams of sugar. Jesus. Its ingredients are carbonated water, cane sugar, natural flavors, citric acid, sodium benzoate as a preservative, Red 40. Hell yeah, boys. Red 40. You get your daily dose of Red 40 in your body. And if you buy these, they're good until March of 2026. I'm not a soda guy. I'm really not. Product of Canada. I'm really, really not a soda guy. I'm going to wind up keeping this bottle probably because I'm a collector. I have enough. So I got two. My friend had given me two of them. I have one for the shelf that's next to my Quantum. And then I have the one that's going to be there. I have a little Nuka-Cola section on my shelf. It's where I keep the Nuka Girl. Dom Quantum had actually given me a Nuka-Cola Quantum little keychain that I got in DC for the Fallout 3 meetup about 2 years ago as of the recording of this episode. Like one of the keychains you get in game that you'll find on a key or something. One of my favorite props that I have, one of my favorite pieces of merchandise, and it was made by another creator, and it was given to me just as a gift, just out of the kindness of his heart. But I have a little Nuka-Cola section. This will probably go somewhere. If I can find a way to, like, tilt the bottle, maybe, and keep a little red resin in the bottom so it looks like it's half full. Oh, that's dynamite. Excuse me. Real quick. I'm going to go grab the ice that I have ready. I've returned, and I actually got a nice effect that I didn't think I was going to get. This is a mug that I've had since I was, I want to say, in about the sixth grade. It's your classic beer mug. Put it in the freezer. Look at that beautiful iced feel to it. I really wanted to get the feeling of an ice cold Nuka-Cola. Let's see if I can. So I work with ice and glass. Let's see. Look at that. Look at that. Tell me that's not Americana. Ooh. I'm afraid to like hold it over, but you can't really see it. I got the light in the way. I'm still learning how to light things. Thanks for your patience. Okay. Now, I'm going to sit here with this for a minute. You know, I really want to think about it. I want to kind of let the sody pop warm everything up. But I was sitting here, I was drinking it, and I was thinking about it. You know, this is very much a juice. It almost feels like a carbonated juice. It's peach and mango. So it's two flavors that just really go well with each other. I really like peach flavored, and I really like mango flavored, but I don't like mangoes, but I love peaches. And this just goes, man. If this is what a Nuka Victory is supposed to taste like, fantastic. Ooh, excuse me, Jesus. I guess that's what happens when you drink soda. And as someone who doesn't drink soda all that often, let's see how it is when you have the ice cold variant. Oh my. Oh my. Much smoother. Ooh, geez. Wow. Much, much smoother. That's fantastic. Don't mind me. I'm just going to top off my glass. Fantastic. Very, very good stuff. I hope you guys have enjoyed this. I know it's a little different. I know it's a little out of the ordinary. It isn't exactly a regular episode of Atomic Radio Hour, but hey, thanks for stopping in. I hope you guys have enjoyed. If you have a chance to go get these, I paid $5 a bottle for these. My friend paid $5 a bottle for these. They're fantastic. If you are a Jones soda drinker, from what I understand, you can keep the bottle caps and you could cash them in. And there's a thing you can get for your glass bottles that are like on the bottom of them. It's the little rocket feet. So it actually looks like a bottle of Nuka-Cola from the game. It's not the exact shape because they have that wide belly on them and not like a traditional sody pop bottle. But hey, thanks for sticking around. I love you very much. The intro music is by the one and only Shane Ivers. If you like the program or want to see it get a little bit bigger, a little bit better, consider checking out the Patreon. The intro music that I totally forgot to bring up is by Shane Ivers. It's called Feather Duster. In the description below, there are links to my Twitter, the show's Twitter, and Kyle's Twitter. Also links to the Red Bubbles. Thanks for being here. I'll be back soon with regularly scheduled programming. I love you very, very much, and I'll be seeing you very, very soon. Goodbye, everybody.
Atomic Radio Hour Podcast.
A Ghoulman Entertainment Production.